This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven and a half to the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer is out today because she's not feeling particularly well. She could show up at any moment. Who knows? She's a trooper, as is Victoria Keelan, who's here to celebrate the day as we do here on Earth every day. Today is this time of year we're full of dreams, though, I think. The time, the space that we spend together does have a different air, even though we've been certainly co-opted this year. I think that's the right word. Because of the COVID, our achievements may or may not have been what we wanted them to be. But you kind of, I'm trying to talk myself out of being resentful, Victoria. I have been, the last couple of weeks, I have been so, you know, I'm not the type of person that's full of rage. I don't get angry. but I do, I get, I go inside. And I've been reflective because my time with my loved ones has been shortened. And I can't get it back again. And neither can any of you. Nobody can. And that sometimes creates a feeling of resentment at people. You know, you have desires, you have dreams, you love life, you want to spend it to the fullest extent you can. There are usually opportunities for us to do very exciting things in life, but they've all been taken from us for the most part this year, and I resent it. I'm very angry at the Chinese government. I'm tired of people who hear me talk about the Chinese virus, the COVID, whatever you want to call it, and say, oh, you're a racist. Yeah, I'm not either. I resent the hell out of what those people did. They allowed that to happen. It wasn't the Chinese people. It was the Chinese government. But who, again, we're back to sort of holding people responsible. And I find that's a frustration as well with me. But more frustrating is that I can't really spend the time that I want to with my two children and my grandson. It just doesn't. I'm going to go out there next week for a couple of days and we can go to the beach. That's all. Everything else is closed and probably will be through Christmas. And it would be extraordinarily frustrating for me to be sitting on the porch watching everybody open presents inside because I haven't quarantined or done whatever you're supposed to do. So anyway, I think that I'm trying to, and you actually did something that was really inspiring, and I'm going to give you credit for it. I did say it before, but I say it again. When it came to your spending the day at the Salvation Army and doing the stuff that you did to make the world aware, certainly Americans aware of what goes on at the Salvation Army and how good it is, how wonderfully motivated those people are. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at those people and how they've given their lives. Mostly, that's what they do.
They move around. They get paid. They have no idea where they're going next. And
they're on assignment.
It could be 5 months, 7 months in one place, in one city, and then they get reassigned to another. Yep. And they have no say in it. And they just go and do the work. And they're just, I was so impressed with everyone that I met.
It's doing your thing and making it your life's thing. That's really kind of what it is. So congratulations to all those who gave a lot for Giving Tuesday. It was a cool thing. We move ahead thinking about what we're going to do maybe in the winter months. Are you going to be able to go someplace, go on a cruise? Well, the CDC has now issued a blanket warning, Victoria. Don't go on a cruise. There was a no-sail order that expired, I think it was the end of October. Mm-hmm. Now they have amended their message with a very strong recommendation that all people avoid cruises because of the high risk. It would seem to me that's just common sense, but some people are so stir-crazy, they will do most anything. They get in the car and they just drive and they don't even know where they're going. And cruising is the same thing. I thought the cruise business had ticked up a little bit, didn't you?
Oh, well, bookings are way up, yeah, for next year. But, yeah. You know, and hopefully by then, you know, most people have the vaccine. But, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, a lot of people can say, oh, well, you know, this ship probably didn't do everything that they need to do. Actually, they did above and beyond what was outlined by the CDC. And they still had at least 7 passengers who got it while on board or got it right before, but they took a test and then the test didn't pick up on it yet. So the first passenger.
The Seadream. This 53 passenger boat you're talking about that
yes,
all these people
that's
get
the
sick
one
on.
that was the first cruise that took off
in the Caribbean. Yep.
Yeah, and so they have canceled all the sailings for the rest of the year. But they really did. They the 53 passenger thing, it was not full capacity, so they followed all the protocols. But you know, this is how this virus works. Everyone was cleared. Everyone took tests before they got on board. And day 4, someone tested positive. So either someone had it already.
A few days. Yeah.
Yeah. So either someone got it on board or they already had it in their system. It just wasn't enough to register with the test. And then day 4, they tested positive. So the company, it's a shame because Seadream was actually they were really trying to do this the right way, and it just didn't work out.
Well, it is.
And I think we're also going to see, you know, as the administrations are changing, if you notice, like, the CDC has been pretty bold in the last, you know, post-election. The CDC has come out now. You know, originally they said that cruising was okay, and now they're saying, no, this is the new guideline. I think we're going to see a lot more statements from the CDC with much stricter guidelines.
Mm-hmm. Well, probably not a bad idea. We'd like to think that people would use a little common sense.
Right.
Maybe you got to be hit over the head with a rubber hammer in order for it to get through. You said something earlier on. I kind of wanted to go back to it. I was fascinated with your description in the technology report of this new smartwatch.
Mm-hmm.
And because I want to make sure that people, I've gone onto a site, actually joined a group called Made in America. You know how I am about things made in China.
Yeah.
And I just want to buy stuff and support American-made stuff. So there's a website you can go to if you want to. It's called Made in America. It's the Made in America store that actually is up in Buffalo, but they have now, they're branching out this started in Buffalo a number of years ago, but now they have 4 or 5 stores, and every single thing in the store is made in America.
Madeinamerica.com?
Yes, it is madeinamerica.com, as a matter of fact. It may be under madeinamericastore.com. I think that's probably the better place to go. Let me see here. Madeinamericastore.com. Yes, it's madeinamericastore.com. There are all kinds of things that are there, and people shopping for things. I'm not doing this because I'm getting paid. I'm just telling you because, excuse me, I think it's a worthwhile effort.
Well, people, you know, shopping for holidays, you know, I think probably people would appreciate being able to buy stuff that's made in America. I mean, I certainly try and everything that I can.
Yeah, right. So with that, I just am putting in a plug for that because there are a lot of great things that are there across the board that you can enjoy. There are, you know, sports things, and anyway, you can go there and look it up. It's madeinamericastore.com. So, now the Wyze people, WYZE, have a $20 smart watch. Would you tell that story again? This looks like I bought an Apple Watch once for Meredith. That's the only time I ever bought one of these things. You know, I never really quite understood how they work.
My Apple Watch. They're great. So this is the smart home company, and this is their first foray into smart wearable technology. So it's a $20 smart watch, and it comes in 2 sizes, like a medium and a large, which is the same 2 sizes that Apple Watch offers. It's going to ship in February, and so for $20, you get a lot. You get a lot of things that other smartwatches also have: blood oxygen monitoring, heart rate tracking. It's water and dust resistant. It has a 9-day battery life, which is great. It has active and sleep tracking, so you can, you know, count your steps, and then it can also track your sleeping habits at night. And it works with Google Fit and with Apple Health, those 2 apps. So it's for $20. It doesn't have GPS tracking. It doesn't have Siri or Alexa. You know, it doesn't have a lot of the bells and whistles, but if you have someone, you know, maybe someone who's elderly in your family and they want a stylish-looking wearable to track their blood oxygen level. See, here's the thing with COVID. One of the first signs that we've been seeing throughout the whole pandemic is what people's blood oxygen levels have dropped below, you know, where it's supposed to be, which is in
supposed
the 90s.
Yeah.
And so, and so that was one of the first signs that people saw. Even people who felt totally healthy, were their blood oxygen levels were well below where they should have been.
Yep.
And so wearing this Wise Watch. Wearing this Wise Watch will actually help monitor that. So for $20, I just think there's you have nothing to lose, you know. You can also display your notifications. Eventually, they said that they're going to connect it to other products, so you can use the Wise Watch to control your smart light bulbs and other things and devices
in
your house.
Please tell me it's not made in China.
I don't know where it's made. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, speaking of
things, everything is made in China. We have the supply chain has to be altered. You know, Apple, we talked about that on Monday.
Yeah.
Apple is their manufacturing company or arm is called Foxconn, and they're spending $275 million to build out infrastructure for manufacturing in Vietnam. They already have a presence there and in India as well. So they're trying to move their stuff out of China. Not completely, but they're trying to move the bulk of it
out. A lot
of
people want to move into India because apparently the workforce is good when it comes to technology.
Yeah.
And that's a good place
to
go.
Certainly a lot of people who need work, too, in India.
All right. Now, speaking of that, for Christmas, we're kind of in a – I'm in a kind of jovial place at the moment because I want to get myself out of where I was a few minutes ago. And so we're looking around at things that are going to be good for you. And you know that my connection with the Works outfit comes along several times a year. This is a good time of year for me to be focused with you on the Works products, W-O-R-X. They make all kinds of things, tools that are powered by batteries. I have them all over my barn shop. I got the drill, I have the blower, I have now a saw that you can use to trim limbs and stuff. The light, they've got a powerful, fabulous light, Victoria, that plugs into the battery. It's so powerful. I was using it last night. We got a problem with one of my trucks, and we were underneath the truck. It was after dark. And I said to Sneaker, "Give me the light." He brings it with him. So I just am going to get a couple of more of them because they're so handy to have around. Now this year they have a really innovative line of precision power tools called Maker X, the new W O R X, if you want to call it that. I call it Works, but I because I'm a radio guy. When I see four letters together, they start with a D with a W, W O R X. Anyway, these toolkits are great for hands-on creativity. If you're a crafter, you love to play around in your basement. This reminds me of the basement scenes you see in NCIS, where Harmon's character is working on all kinds of things, boats and that sort of thing. So if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you're going to love the Maker X toolkits. They're lightweight, portable, they go anywhere, and you're going to be able to get one of these things. How are we doing this? We're going to have people go to our Facebook page, and then they can register. We're going to give a set of these away, I think, this week, right? This week and next week before Christmas?
Mm-hmm. Friday,
yep. Yeah, all right. So what do we do when you go to the Facebook page? You can see the Maker X there. And then we register. No, we're going to take calls. What are we doing? How are we going to give these away?
I have no idea. This is your contest.
Oh, thank you
very much. However you want to do it.
Well, I think I'd like to have it. I want you to go to the Facebook page and see what's there. See the tools that are there. We're going to give away two of them over the next couple of weeks, plus two 20-volt, 4-amp, 4-hour batteries. All this is worth $300-$400. You can see the Maker X collection also at Works, and I'm on that website right now at WORX@works.com. See what we're going to give away. But you do, I think, looking at the Facebook page, you'll get a pretty good idea of what it is that we're going to be giving away. And this is the kind of stuff I love to do at this time of year. So that'll be cool. It's also, I want to remind you about our DJV download. The latest one is a focus on my trip to the basement where I lost power in the house. You'll hear that story. You love that, Victoria. The White House and what's going on there, the new ice cream.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203. Talk to me, baby.
Sounds like ZZ Top.
Talk to me, baby.
Is it?
Come on, no. Talk to me, baby.
But it sounds just like him. Bonnie Raitt and Billy Gibbons, well, maybe, because he's from ZZ Top, are among the artists set to perform in a special free virtual concert celebrating the 60th anniversary of the folk label R. Hooley Records. I don't even know. I don't know that record label. R. Hooley?
Okay, well, they're celebrating 60 years, so...
Really? I mean, I certainly know the performers that they're touting here. Taj Mahal was around when I was playing that kind of music in the mornings on a Boston station in the 70s. Rai Cooter, yeah. Charlie Musselwhite, Del McCoury, Savory Family Band, Cedric Watson, the Campbell Brothers. They're all going to perform songs from the catalog of this record company and talk about the impact on their own work of this label. Viewers encouraged to donate to the R. Hooley Foundation. It's been around for 25 years, apparently. They'll also include the third annual R. Hooley Awards, which honor musicians, groups, individuals who carry on and uplift roots music. This is crank this up, will you, Phil? Yeah, there's a big Van Morrison influence here, and I'm not sure which direction it goes.
This is a lot older than Van Morrison.
Well, so he got
this is Guitar Kelly. This is
old
school blues, and So this is a blues and folk label, but Van Morrison would have been stealing from these guys.
Right. Yeah.
But a lot of Irish music is based on the blues.
Yes, you're right. Yeah, exactly. All right, so this I like. I don't know, as a jock...
You don't like blues, which is interesting.
I like this. Yeah, I don't like the blues, generally speaking, but this is cool. And so, but I did sound, it sounds like ZZ Top to me. That's why I
ZZ
said
ZZ Top honestly sounds nothing like this. But ZZ Top is blues-based. ZZ Top is, I mean, they're great guitar players.
Who's Kara's father, who's a big ZZ Top fan, or just he looked like somebody like Billy Gibbons.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. So, you know, when I was a jock in the 60s and 70s, I certainly played things from these guys. I certainly remember Ry Cooder and Taj Mahal, and I don't remember the label, because I'm pretty good at remembering a lot of those labels, because we still, back in that era, we actually played the records on the air from a turntable. Believe that or not.
Gonna board this lonesome train. I gave a man a broken heart, and things will never be the same. I'm leaving this town.
This is great. I love this.
No use hanging around.
All right, so who's this singing?
This is Sugar Pie DeSanto.
Sugar Pie DeSanto.
One of the recipients this year of the awards,
Courtney Granger is going to get the Roots of Music. Flaco Jimenez, it's the Chris Strasserwich Legacy Award.
He's the one who founded the label. 1960. It's a lot of good, a lot of influence, you can tell, in a lot of other music.
Yeah.
I mean, Bonnie Raitt is a straight-up blues player, and, you know, Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, straight blues that has just, you know, that they turned into rock, but it's amazing. You can trace this all back, Zydeco and Tejano and all these regional folk kind of music styles. They really have influenced the pop culture.
See, it's interesting that I went right to Van Morrison with this. I always thought, you know, thinking what I heard from him early on, was he created this stuff. But you're right, he's not been around. He's been around 50 years, but he hasn't been around 60 years. So he must have listened to this stuff when he was a kid, and that's what sent him in the direction that he's gone. That's very interesting. Okay, so that's a good musical story. We got a lot of them here.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump has threatened to veto a defense policy measure until Congress repeals protections for social media companies. In a tweet Tuesday night, Trump threatened to veto the bill unless a repeal of Section 230 of the 1996 Telecommunications Decency Act was attached. The measure shields companies against liability for content posted on their sites. The president has maintained for months that social media sites were biased against conservative users. A federal panel has voted on who should be first in line to receive a coronavirus vaccine. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices recommended Tuesday that the first COVID-19 vaccine should be given to healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities. Those groups are estimated to number about 23 million people, and vaccinating them all will be difficult as vaccine supplies are expected to be initially scarce. Their recommendations now go to the head of the CDC for final approval. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
The White House is getting into the festive spirit. USA Radio News' Val Dior takes us on a tour.
First responders and frontline workers are highlighted in the White House Christmas decor that also gives a special nod to Melania Trump's redesigned Rose Garden. Workers on the front lines of the COVID crisis are recognized in the Red Room with a Christmas tree dotted with handmade ornaments as well as other decorations around the parlor. A buck and a crane are featured in 3D, hanging in windows of the Green Room, where American wildlife is the highlight. Classical urns line an east wing walkway and hold foliage from different regions of the country. The overall decor design is the duty of the First Lady, and she said America the Beautiful is her theme, and that it was inspired by Americans' shared appreciation for our traditions, values, and history. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Problem Solvers Unite. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
Members of the Problem Solvers Caucus announced a bipartisan COVID relief plan on Tuesday with support from members of the House and Senate.
We've worked in the best interest of what we believe is great for our country, is good for our states, and we can all go home knowing that we have worked diligently to make sure that the unemployed, the small businesses, the state and local funding, student loan forbearance, everything that's going to come to a halt in December.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Facing the music, or facing the news, I guess maybe that's more appropriate for what's going on here on the VJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. We're working our way through a lot of stuff as we do every day. Some good stuff, some hot stuff, some cool stuff, some cold. Really cold. Vaccine's going to be really cold.
Yeah.
In order to get in on that. We were talking about the advisors who have come up with the guidelines for who gets the first vaccine. All those recommendations have been made, and I guess the question on your part is, when can I expect to be vaccinated? Well, it depends on who you are and where you are, much as anything else. If you're working in healthcare, you're going to get them next week. If you work in a nursing home, you're going to get them next week. There are 40 million doses available right now, or will be available next week. So that's for 20 million people, because you got to get two shots.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you got to get a booster, you got to get one, then a couple of weeks later, you got to get another one. You may be able to get it at your doctor's office, you may be able to go to the drugstore. That's not clear to me. I'm going to go to my doctor, I think, and get it there. Now, the Moderna...
Well, your regular doctor will not have the Pfizer one because they don't have the refrigeration necessary. So
right.
You'll have to go to a regional hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want the Pfizer one, that's the one that needs
right.
to be stored at negative 94 degrees. The
yep.
Moderna one is regular refrigeration. So the Moderna one may end up being, you know, at more places, urgent care clinics maybe. I don't know. We have not heard what the actual rollout plan is yet. We're still
yep.
waiting for that plan.
There are 21 million healthcare workers, and there are 3 million people who live in long-term care facilities that'll get their shots before the end of the year. As a matter of fact, it will start next week. My row on this is that it ought to be starting today or this week, because if the English have approved it, we should be approving it too. This is just red tape and BS. You know, there are people who worry, well, I haven't been tested long enough. Another week isn't going to make a difference one way or another. And if these
That's
things
true.
Work, then they ought to be vaccinating people right now.
I think
anyway.
More people are willing to take the vaccine now. Remember
yeah,
how it's kind of,
I am.
At first everybody was looking for a vaccine, you know, in the spring. Everyone was hanging their hopes on a vaccine.
Yep. Yep.
The three of us had said, we're not really hanging our hopes on that. We're really counting on, you know, therapeutics, better treatments. Now I think, and then they did national polls, and fewer Americans were polling saying that they wanted the vaccine. I think
yep.
now it actually might be turning a bit.
Yeah, too.
I think
yeah.
a lot of, especially people over 65,
people
are,
like me who haven't had vaccines. I had a vaccine for tetanus about 10 years ago because
mm-hmm.
I stepped on a nail and I hadn't had a tetanus shot for a long, long time.
Yeah,
and I've had the pneumonia. I've had one pneumonia shot. That's
Are you
it.
Supposed to get two?
Yeah, I've got to get the other one.
Oh. I'm
supposed to wait a year, I think.
Oh, okay.
The second one. I think that's what I was told.
Okay.
Anyway, but I've decided
but
I'm
I
going to get
the... But I do think that the tide is turning with that. I think
yeah,
people's
right.
minds are being changed.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, the first round, the people who are in these long-term facilities, and then the folks at doctor's offices and hospitals and pharma, you know, all the people that are out there helping folks. So that'll be taken care of this month. And then next month, people who are in my age group, especially those over 75, well, they say age 65, but they're really going to focus on people who are not well over 75. And I probably wouldn't be in that group, but I will because I'm not over 75. But I am in agriculture, and those people are going to be essentially considered essential workers.
Yes,
people in
farm
education.
Workers. Yep.
yep. Education, people in transportation, law enforcement personnel, all are going to get the second round. So they'll get theirs sometime between January 1st and February 1st, it looks like. And those of you who have had the virus, you will not be able to get a vaccine shot, because according to whoever it is that looks at this kind of stuff, if in fact you have had the virus, supposedly you're immune from it, for a period of time. I don't know what the period of time is.
Yeah, there's so many conflicting studies on that. I've heard mm-hmm. everything from, well, you're immune as long as you have the antibodies in your system. They've tested people. Sometimes that could be a month. Sometimes it's less than 2 weeks. It just depends. Everybody, every single human is different with
right.
how,
yes,
you know.
Yes, we all have different
yeah.
chemistry. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So they're going to make 90 to 100, let's see here. 90, they're up to 80 to 90 million shots are going to be available a month starting right away. And the folks at Pfizer and Moderna say that they're going to have enough vaccine to have 150 million people covered by March. So that's 150 million.
The thing that I
that
kind
means
of
you got to
wonder...
have 300 million shots because you got to get a booster.
Right. The thing that I wonder about, and my friends, like in our age bracket, you know, anybody, you know, in the millennial generation up through
yeah.
Gen X,
mm-hmm.
the people who commute into major cities to work, who are on, public transportation, the people who work in office buildings, you know, in Manhattan, Philadelphia, whatever the major city is, Boston, when will those people get the vaccine? And the answer that I keep finding is that group of people, my husband is in that group, would be sort of the last. And I think that's a huge mistake, because they're the ones who are the younger, healthy, able-bodied people who are commuting into cities and keeping businesses going. So if it looks like, you know, like Lewis is the example of my husband, he may not get a vaccine until April or May, the end of
yeah.
April, I think, is what Fauci kind of had guessed. So that's a bummer, because that really, I know we need to protect the elderly and the vulnerable, obviously, that's first. But it's a bummer that they don't seem to have a plan yet for, like, regular, you know, young and middle-aged office workers.
Yeah.
And no, none of those people want
to
go back to an office until
next spring. That's what the plan is.
Yeah, but then I guess that means those businesses and those office buildings will not be open until the summer.
Yeah.
If you think about it, you know, if you have to go, if you need two shots and it's a month apart, then I just don't see workforces going back to cities in droves.
California, Jenna's not here, but I'm looking at some of that. I've talked to my children in California. What a mess. This guy, the governor, is such an idiot. And these people that are following him like a sycophant, and the governor of these cities, I mean, the mayors of these cities, like L.A. and San Francisco,
they're shutting down any opportunity for people to be outdoors where it is the safest
where
place
is safe.
To be.
Yeah.
It's just, it's ridiculous.
And the hospitals are loaded with people. They're not dying, but they're just loaded with people. And they may have to start turning people away. It's just
the hospitalization rate does scare me.
Bad. Oh my God!
Yeah, but the hospitalization rate is that is something that's troublesome.
Yeah,
right,
there are a lot of people in
still,
the hospital. But
right, but that means that people are that younger, healthier,
well, that's what
healthier
they're doing in California.
Are,
it's the holiday party season. Let's go have a party.
But that is troublesome to me because, you know, if you're bad enough that you do need to be in the hospital, that's still pretty severe. So I don't love seeing those numbers. Some more hospitalization than we had even in the spring.
You know,
so it's not
this
great.
Is one of the side benefits or one of the side problems is that the courts are closed. And in places like New York, they've only had 9 criminal jury trials since this thing all started, instead of 800, which would normally be the number by this time. So what's happening to all these defendants? They're just sitting in jail? If you're innocent?
A lot of
what
them,
do you
yeah,
think
they
about
can't
that?
Make bail. Yeah.
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 What's that story? And then a lot of people are getting sick in jails.
Yeah.
This is like a petri dish.
Well, they don't have any, no one wears a mask. It's just, they don't have the PPE. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess.
Mm-hmm.
And then people who are, you know, there are a lot of people who can't pay their rent right now. And so all the rent relief, I have several friends who are out of work and they got denied for rent relief and they don't know what they're going to do. Like, unemployment is going to run out. There's no solution. It's just a mess. And giving somebody one check for $1,200, okay, sure.
Yeah,
who wouldn't want to get a check for $1,200? Fine. But that's not even a month's rent. And then your other bills and everything on top of it, we're going to see just a huge – I think 2021 is going to be a very, very difficult financial year. I think a lot of this stuff is just going to – we're going to see real effects next year.
I'm not buying into that one. I'm not going to hold that thought.
It's reality, though.
I understand.
I know you don't know people who are unemployed, but I know a lot of people right now who are unemployed. So at some point, you know, the dam is going
to
break.
We should send a bill to China for all of this. We should be making China pay.
Why don't we send Rudy Giuliani over there? Maybe he can prosecute China.
Yeah, that's an idea. We're going to prosecute him here. Go to the world court. We should be going into the world court to sue these people. And I'm not being facetious, but there should be an international tribunal. These people have been responsible for the deaths of millions and millions of people, and they haven't been accounted for. Nobody's even talking to them that I know of, anyway. And so now we have some relief being discussed, though, by both parties. $908 billion, I think, is the number, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The bipartisan.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows if that'll be the end number. But.
Well, it looks like a lot of Republicans and Democrats are signing on to this. I saw somebody say at a press conference, it's not the time for political brinksmanship, and it isn't. I'd like to think that was all over and done with.
This
but
is
you gotta
so
get rid
overdue,
of
though.
The
yeah,
people.
This,
oh. Well, it is, but they couldn't get together. You know, you got to look at both sides and see them not making any real serious attempts to get this done because of their own political philosophies. So $160 billion is going to go to local and state governments. $180 billion is going to go to unemployment insurance. $288 billion is going to support small business. Another round of PPP and EIDL, especially focusing on restaurants and that sort of thing. They'll all get the money and it won't, you know, be forgiven.
Well, let's hope that, you know, we saw what happened the first time with the small business loans. companies that you would never even think of as being a small business with hundreds and hundreds of employees.
Right.
It totally ripped off the system.
Yeah.
So this is it's a mess. It's still a big mess.
Airlines.
And, the housing court thing. The housing court is closed. When you have in states like California and New York and New Jersey, which, were three of the hardest hit states, they're like the top three, housing court has not reopened yet.
Nice.
So you're going to start to see everything. People are just not paying rent and just waiting it out. And so we're going to start to see a ton of evictions happening. This is what I'm saying. 2021 is going to be a rough financial year. Lots of evictions, car repossessions, house foreclosures.
The car repos have already started.
Yeah.
People who bought cars, everybody's screaming, buy a car now and zero down and zero.
Right.
Up. Okay. Yeah.
Cars are very easy to repossess. But housing court and going through all of that, it takes a lot longer. So we haven't even seen the fallout from that yet. And it's not going to be great. And I don't know how the government plans to fix that, but
the
maybe they can get something passed.
For, the rest of the money here of the $908 billion, $45 to the airlines, keep them running, and bus companies, that sort of stuff. Let's see here. They're giving $16 billion for continuing development of and testing of vaccines, which makes sense. Healthcare provider relief, $35 billion for that because some of the hospitals are in tough shape. $82 billion for education and student loans. That's for post-secondary education. Housing assistance that you're concerned about. Rental support, $25 billion for that. Agriculture gets $26 billion. Let's hope that doesn't go down the same road that it went down before. Those bunch of phonies. The Postal Service gets $10 billion. Good God. Come on. Okay, here we go. And we said, what is the...
So I'm just curious, because you and I talk about the Postal Service. And so if the Postal Service goes under, how would you pay me? You would have to be electronic.
To modern stuff.
So maybe you shouldn't crap on the Postal Service so much.
The Postal Service recommends mailing your holiday gifts early, by the way. Duh.
Yeah, they're backed up.
They're already backed up. Let's see.
Well, they're backed up because of record highs for Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Yep.
So everybody ordering
mailing
that stuff has to be shipped somehow.
Yep.
And the Postal Service is especially for small businesses. This is another thing. People love to crap on the Postal Service. They keep small businesses in business because FedEx and UPS and DHL are so expensive.
December 14th to the 21st, or those 2 weeks, would be the busiest that they may have ever seen. They are expanding Sunday delivery. Starting this weekend, you'll get regular delivery on Sunday in most of the populated areas anyway. And so if you wait, it says, you won't, unless you use Priority Mail Express, after the 14th, you can forget it because it's not going to get anywhere. So if you're sending by mail, I went to the FedEx office the other day because I had to ship a very important parcel out. It was $48. For an overnight. I don't know. I mean, these guys, they got to make their money. I get that. But
that's probably $100 at UPS or FedEx.
No, I'm talking about UPS.
Oh, UPS.
Right. No,
yeah,
it would have been 16.
That's expensive.
It would have been $16 at the Postal Service.
Right. So that's the thing. People want
to
crap on the Postal Service, but then they get upset if their prices go up.
Well, what we are upset about is the mismanagement, the union stronghold or stranglehold that they have on their employees and the system at work. The system at work is bad. It needs to be, from the ground up, changed, melted, if you will, and redone.
Well, I thought that Louis DeJoy guy was supposed to fix it.
No, I didn't do that. Are you kidding?
I'm being facetious,
but
was slow it down.
The culture there, the union culture in the post office is beyond ridiculous. And so it's like the old union days on the railroad with feather bedding. They need to just nuke it like the law enforcement. They need to
But I don't want them laying
from the ground up.
Right, but I don't want them laying people off because 200,000 veterans are employed by the Postal Service.
Yeah,
there's
right.
a lot
well, we have all
that
of
needs
that
to be considered.
Money that goes in there to help these people keep their jobs. It's 10 before the hour.
Now, now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It is time for us to celebrate your pet with our pal, the celebrant. I feel like I'm in mass. The celebrant today is Warren Eckstein. You're not likely to catch
Pastor
him.
Pastor Warren Eckstein.
Pastor, right. Reverend. The Reverend Mr. Eckstein.
He is kind of like our reverend.
He is, right, exactly. The go-to person for all of your pet needs. We're going to, I want to find out about cats and how they eat. Plus, we'll celebrate National Mutt Day with Warren right after this.
Is Small Business Saturday, and we are really excited to announce the launch of our up and running grants. These grants are essential to help small businesses and to recognize the small businesses that have powered America and to help secure their future online. We really do believe that it is the responsibility of big business to give back and help small businesses that may be struggling. So eBay is committing $500,000 in funding, as well as education and other resources, to help them sustain and grow their businesses through 2021 and beyond. We will be selecting 50 eBay small business sellers to receive a $10,000 grant package, which it comprises of cash, eBay credits, and other education and resources and training. If you are an eBay small business seller, head to ebay.helloalice.com to apply for an up and running grant.
All right, let's face the music now. It's National Mutt Day, Warren. toasting the mixed breeds all around the world. So if you have a water bowl handy by, you can raise for a toast to the mutts. What do you call them? You don't call them mutts. It's socially unacceptable. What are they?
Yeah, I call them generic dogs. Generic dogs. Yeah, they're generic. A little bit of this, like me, a little generic, you know, a little this, a little of that.
Whatever that,
you know, who cares? That's what always bugs me about mixed breed dogs and generic dogs is, oh, it doesn't look like this or it looks like this. No one falls in love with the outside of a dog. Once a dog is in your home for a day, you fall in love with the inside. So who cares with it? I've had dogs with three legs, one ear, one eye, no tail. You fall in love with them the same way.
Yeah, they're fabulous. So, by the way, I know you have a warning because every year at Christmas, since you've been on this program, you've talked about not getting dogs for Christmas. Because even though the shelters are full, the rescue centers are full, it is really not a good idea.
I don't know how full things are. A friend of mine is currently trying to adopt a dog from any rescue. And they've had four different applications in with different rescues in the D.C. area. She's competing with 17 families for one dog.
Really?
It's crazy. A friend of mine in Manhattan has a yellow lab that they got from a breeder because they couldn't find a dog in any of the shelters. All of the dogs from rescues that they went to.
Well, that'd be great if that's the case.
Well, the pandemic did happen.
A lot with the corona, a lot more people have adopted and rescued. There are, you know, depending, there are some shelters that are still full, especially down south, so a lot of those dogs are being flown up to the East Coast and the West Coast. But I'm going to be a little hypocritical here because for years I told you this is not, Christmas time is not the greatest time to get a dog or a cat because you're busy, the house has changed, people coming in, people going. However, this year I say foster because here's what's going to happen.
Foster.
Everyone who fostered turns out to be a foster failure anyway. So
I
assume.
Twice foster.
I think I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Here's
the most important thing is that foster, you know, give it some home, give it a place, and it's good for you. Everyone's saying that it's good for you, it's good for them. So this Christmas, it's a little bit different. This Christmas, I say foster a dog, foster a cat. I think it's a good idea. And in terms of the shelters, here's something that's devastating me this week. I've been in tears all week, and you know, I'm a pretty strong guy. I don't cry that often. I've been inundated with older dogs and older cats that people have turned into the shelters.
Oh, my God.
And it makes me crazy. I'm just feeling right now. You ready for this? With a 12-year-old dog, the people were moving out of state. They've had the dog since it was 8 weeks old and decided they no longer wanted it because it had trouble walking. It needed medication. So they took a 12-year-old dog to a shelter. What are the chances of that dog finding home? How about another one, a 7-year-old dog? A 15-year-old cat was taken to a shelter. It makes me crazy. What type of world are we living in where a human being can take something they love and something that loved them and bring it to the coronavirus and how it spread?
It's all,
do you drop grandma
so
off at a shelter because she's too old now?
Some people do. Yeah, some people don't want to take care of the older relatives. Just get them out of their lives.
It's the path of least resistance. That's what people want.
When I went to that shelter where they kept, remember, I told you about that, the Orange County shelter for bulldogs. I wanted to take every one of them home. There were like 30 of them. Take them all home. All of these old, just sweet, sweet. Look at their faces.
Well, get out your wallet. There's an 8-year-old bulldog for adoption.
I'm looking, but we will find it. Daisy means looking at me right here.
Daisy needs a friend for Christmas.
Warren Eckstein. He's got friends all over the place. His radio show is The Pet Show. Find out where it is and see if you can get involved with.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.